98.1 KZE. This is Covered in Dead, kicking off the hour where other artists play Grateful Dead songs. Woo-wee, this is fantastic. Playing in the band, that was a really nice version. Performed by Tunde Adebimpe, Lee Ronaldo, and friends, all part of that Day of the Dead compilation. Just really can't get enough of that. Feeling like that cover makes me dance. That was a song written by Bob Weir, Mickey Hart, and Robert Hunter. Really nice version. Friends, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with some more Grateful Dead covers. 98.1 KZE.
A pistol shot at 5 o'clock. Bells of heaven ring. Tell me what you've done it for. No, I won't tell you a thing. Yesterday I begged you. Before I hit the ground, all I leave behind me is only what I found. If you can't abide it, let the hurdy-gurdy play. Stranger ones have come by here before they flew away. I would not condemn you. Nor yet would I deny. I would ask the same of you, but failing will not die. China doll.
Pick up your China doll.
It's only fractured and just a little nervous from the fall. Thank you. winter was so cold and hard, froze 10 feet beneath the ground. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. I sat down to my supper, toast a bottle of red whiskey. I said my prayers, went to bed, that's the last they saw of me. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. When I awoke, the dire wolf, 600 pounds of sin, was grinning at my window. All I said was, come on in, don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. The wolf came in, I got my cards, we sat down for a game. I cut my debt to the queen of spades, but the cards were all the same. Don't murder me. Well, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. The boys sing around the fire. Don't murder me. Well, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me. Pearly believing.
for some motherfucker's crime.
Ooh, I'm goosebumping out over here. How about you, friends? 98.1 KZE lets me do this, and I'm so happy. This is Covered in Dead, and we heard a threefer from Billy Strings. You know, if you want to find those, I went on to the YouTubes, and I looked up Billy Strings Plays Dead, and wow, there's a really nice list of songs. We kicked off that set with a performance at the Suwannee Music Festival, Billy Strings, and that was China Doll. Wow. China Doll is a Garcia Hunter song, a beautiful Garcia Hunter song, and this was a really nice version. And then we kicked it off, solo acoustic version of Direwolf, another Garcia Hunter song. This one is really beautiful. Billy just sit there with the guitar and the camera, and he let it roll. Really nice. After that, we heard Warfret. Oh, can't get enough of Warfret. That is another song written by Garcia Hunter, Jerry Garcia and Robert Hunter. Wow, some great songs. All three of those, China Doll, Direwolf, and Warfret, were written by Garcia Hunter. And indeed, all three were performed by Billy Strings. This was from the Capitol Theater. Wow, a beautiful day. And I love that they had little tidbits and fun facts because, you know, that's what I'm all about here. And so I guess the Grateful Dead debuted their version of Warfret at the Capitol Theater in February 18th, 1971. February 18th, 1971. Wow. Wow, wow. This is 98.1 KZE. I want to send love to my friend Amy. She's been going through cancer treatments. Love you a lot. And that Billy Strings set was just for you. 98.1 KZE.
What? We'll be right back.
98.1 KZE. Oh, I love that ending. It's a great video on YouTube. You can find Slightly Stupid playing Franklin's Tower. Slightly Stupid with special guests Bob Weir and Carl Denson. Dynamite right there. Loving the, in the beginning of the video, Bobby's explaining the sound system at his TRI Studios. And, you know, it's just pretty cool to see all of the excitement for the sound system. The band is gelling, you know, they're smiling and happy, and then boom, they just go right into that Franklin's. Pretty hot, pretty hot. Friends, you know, I'm just so glad to be doing this. It's nice to see the things I don't always get to see. I get to hear new versions of songs. If there's something you want me to play, don't forget, you can send me that version, that whatever it is that you want me to play, or even just the suggestion, and maybe I can find it myself. But you can send me an email at denise@wkze.com. WKZE is such an awesome station. I spent time seeing all of the crew in action, or a lot of the crew. It was Dave, and it was Adam, and it was Andy, and it was pretty fantastic to see Chris Trapper in Egremont at the Buttonball Barn. What a good time that place is. If you don't know about the Buttonball Barn, you might want to. It's in the Berkshires over there in Egremont, Massachusetts. A fantastic venue, but I think I left a lot of my goodness in that room at the barn because I felt so fantastic seeing Chris Trapper. Chris Trapper, one of my favorites. So yeah, I'm delighted to go see live music and replenish because that's how I do a lot of it. You know, I gotta feed the tank so I can continue to keep going and do all the things. Friends, I hope you're finding the joy. I hope you're filling your tank with love. I'm hoping you're having a great day. We'll be right back with some more music. 98.1 KZE.
One. Thank you.
All right, 98.1 KZE. Killer covers right there. Two Grateful Dead songs done by incredible bands, just making these things sing and swing and just all the ways that they can do their thing and honor the Grateful Dead. That's what this is all about. 300 years, that's what I'm talking about. Wow. We kicked off the set with Cassidy by the Zen Tricksters. And, you know, I can't get enough of those Zen Tricksters. Jeff Mattson, Tom Sercosta, Rob Baracco, Cliff Black, Dave Diamond, Jenna Marquard. What a fantastic group that is. Thank you, Zen Tricksters, for teaching me the Dead. All of these years later, it's still helping. And I love y'all. I love y'all. After that, Uncle John's Band. Whew, that was a killer version by Dead Meat, submitted for the Dead Covers Project. Two awesome versions right there of songs that I know and love my whole life. That's what we're doing here. We're celebrating Grateful Dead in all the ways. Thanks so much for being a part of it with me. You know, I just like sharing joy in the world, sharing that love. And, you know, I think it pays when I fill up my tank, you know, like going to see Chris Trapper and all the live music I love to see. I go and I fill that tank with goodness, you know, and then I can share it with y'all, and it's a beautiful thing. So I'm just always trying to keep that love alive, one smile at a time. I hope you'll join me in that. Friends, Simon's up next with Jamcast, and I'll be back next week. We'll see y'all later, friends. Have a great rest of your night.